U.S. greater than Sporian man loses finger to flesh-eating bacteria after he pricked it while cleaning raw prawns. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Sporian man loses finger to flesh-eating bacteria after he pricked it while cleaning raw prawns News. Sporian man loses finger to flesh-eating bacteria after he pricked it while cleaning raw prawns. What is a census and why it is mandatory for Malaysians to participate? It's been 3 years since Tianhevin's death, here's what you can do to stop bullying. Drunk drivers in Malaysia could be fined up to RM150,000 and jailed up to 20 years if found guilty. UK tourist shares grateful post for how Malaysia handled COVID-19. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Mazliza Mamhod for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People Features Lifestyle. Wab tries, Family Mart has a creme brulee flavored ice cream that got us drooling. Delivery Pomeranian works overtime to support the burden of being adorable. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Malaysians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and 6 popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granti Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A Singaporean man had to cut off part of his right index finger after it became infected by flesh-eating bacteria. This happened when he pricked his finger while cleaning raw prawns that he had bought from a wet market. In a report by the Straits Times, the victim said that this is not the first time he was pricked by prawns and he thought that this time was no different. However, his finger began turning black the next day and he started experiencing a mild fever. After going to a 24-hour clinic in Toa Payoh, he was told to go to a hospital immediately. The man then had to undergo surgery that same evening and was hospitalized for 7 days after, including 2 days in the intensive care unit. Had the man waited another day to see the doctor, he could have lost his whole arm or even died as the bacteria had reached his armpit, according to the doctors that treated him. The victim then urged others to be careful when cleaning raw prawns or seafood. According to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Vibrio vulnificus is a kind of bacteria that may cause infections from eating raw or undercooked seafood. These infections can also happen through an open wound if the wound comes into contact with raw or undercooked seafood, its drippings or with saltwater. One species, Vibrio vulnificus, can even cause life-threatening wound infections. Many people with Vibrio vulnificus infection require intensive care or limb amputations, and about 1 in 5 people with this infection die, sometimes within a day or two of becoming ill, the CDC says. Some Vibrio vulnificus infections lead to necrotizing fasciitis, a severe infection in which the flesh around an open wound dies. Some media reports call this kind of infection flesh-eating bacteria, even though necrotizing fasciitis can be caused by more than one type of bacteria. Also read, just in, Grant Imahara, host of MythBusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Source, Sin Chew Daily. Source, WikiHow. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service. Privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.